USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people have been arrested in Denver on drug and weapons charges at a hotel near Coors Field, where the MLB All-Star Game will be held this week. Three men and a woman were arrested at the Maven Hotel after police received a tip about suspicious activities in the two rooms. The FBI says it has no reason to believe that the group posed any threat to the nearby All-Star Game. And dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western U.S. as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states, with millions baking under record-high temperatures. Las Vegas tied its record high on Saturday at 117 degrees. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon doubled in size over the weekend to over 144,000 acres with 0% containment as of Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A new study purportedly backs up claims that the COVID vaccines have saved thousands of lives. Mike Fortier reports.
Researchers at the Yale School of Public Health find the vaccine saved up to 279,000 lives in the U.S. The study released this week also finds vaccines prevented over 1 million people from being hospitalized. The study's lead author warns, though, that the danger is not over and now is not the time to let down our guard. Researchers warn the gains we have made against the virus could be swiftly reversed by the Delta variant, which they say has the potential to unleash a surge of new cases among the millions who remain unvaccinated. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And 6 months after the riots at the Capitol building, the security fencing that was erected in the aftermath has finally come down. Capitol Police decided to take the barriers down based on the state of threats against the Capitol and improvements in their abilities to respond to those threats. The last sections of the fencing that once surrounded several blocks around Capitol Hill came down over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. Brad Bernards has more.
Lifting off from Spaceport America in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Branson was among three other mission specialists who reached speeds three times the speed of sound.
So just imagine a world where people of all ages, all backgrounds, from anywhere, of any gender, of any ethnicity, have equal access to space. And they will in turn, I think, inspire us back here on Earth. If you've ever had a dream, now is the time to make it come true. And I'd just like to end by saying, welcome to the dawn of a new space age. Thank you.
Sunday's launch was pushed back about 90 minutes from its original start time. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Italy are the champions of Europe after beating England in a penalty shootout in the final of Euro 2020. The match finished 1-1 after extra time before England missed three straight penalty shots, giving the Azzurri the 3-2 win in the shootout. For Italy, the victory completes a comeback story for a team that missed qualifying for the 2018 World Cup, the first time in 60 years they didn't make the tournament. For England, the defeat extends a long streak of frustration. The Three Lions haven't won a major championship since taking the 1966 World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.